All right, so let me give you a little inside jungle right now. Welcome back, or good morning, good afternoon. We're into our last hour. I am Jim Rome, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. So I've always told you that the best show is not the show that's on the air, but the show that's running concurrently alongside the show that's on the air, the stuff that I can't give you. I'm not saying that this is so spicy that I can't talk about it, but there's always two shows going on. There's the show that you hear on the air, and then there's the show that we're doing off to the side while we're on the air. The stuff that cannot get on the air. That's the better show, frankly. But let me let you inside on something. So I mentioned a number of you just don't want to hear anything about soccer. You don't want anything to change. You hate it. You don't get it. You don't want to get it. And I'm not here to convince you otherwise. However, I have kind of evolved and morphed and changed and matured, and there are things that I like about it. I'm not saying it's ever going to be the NFL to me, or the NBA, or even Major League Baseball, or the NHL. Horse racing, even, for that matter. I'm saying I like it, and I respect it, and the content's good. A lot of you are pissed and don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it from me. Don't want to hear it on this show. I get it. I get it. But what I don't get is when I have members of my own staff pushing back. And again, I don't want to be a hypocrite. When I hire people, I always say the same exact thing to all of them. I don't want you to tell me what you think I want to hear. I want you to tell me what I need to hear. And I want you to tell me what's on your mind. And I want your point of view. I already know how I think. It does me no good to bring in sycophants and people who just tell me what I want to hear. That said, if I'm doing a take or a series of takes or I'm resetting a take, it's pretty clearly I feel strongly about that. Don't come at me during the show and tell me I'm wrong, because I might be, but it's my take and my name is still on the marquee. So without giving up the member of the staff that's making problems, James Kelly, he's just going hard and pushing back on everything soccer related. And I finally hit him with, point blank, I'm just going to say it. Dude, STFU. Just shut up, dude. I'm trying to do a show here. I don't know what it is the hell you do after your one podcast a week is done with me, but you're not making it better. You're making it worse. And he's just digging in his feet. He's just digging in. You're not helping him, Kelly. And you shouldn't be doing that offline, dude. But he is. This guy, man, I'm looking at him. I'm trying to see if I can even share any of what he's saying. He's like, I'm telling you, man. I said, first of all, dude, is there not a dog that needs washing somewhere? Somewhere? He's like, hey, boss, I'm just talking for half the audience. Go ahead and yell at me if you want. I'm just doing it for the show. I'm like, dude, you're not making the show better. He's like, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm speaking on behalf of the entire audience. You're speaking for yourself, dude. Shut the hell up already with it. This dude's great. He's still going on about the flopping. Yeah, I get it. I know, James. I did the take 25 years ago. I'm well aware of that. Hey, James, here's the thing. You're right. There's flopping. But at least there's no flopping in the NBA. Oh, my God, dude. Stop putting me in a position to defend soccer so hard. Yeah, because there's no flopping in the NBA, James. Anyway, listen to he and I on our football betting podcast. His takes are much better there. Much better there. All right, so here's the thing. Do you know how putting things off never works? Whatever you say, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. It never gets done. Putting things off never, ever works. In fact, that to me is the key to success. Consistently doing things you don't want to do. Anybody who's had any measure of success will tell you that. Consistently doing hard things. Consistently doing things that you do not want to do. And doing them on the regular. That makes for a better life. Like, no matter how badly you might not want to do something, trying not to think about it and ignoring it and not addressing it and not doing it will never, ever make it go away. It will always be there. I wish that strategy did work, because then I wouldn't have to talk about Deshaun Watson today. Unfortunately, I don't have that power. I don't have that authority. I don't have that luxury. Unfortunately, I can't just use my mind to make this whole thing disappear. Unfortunately, that means Deshaun Watson is officially back in the fold. He's going to play. He's completely reinstated. He's back. And ironically, he's going to start for the Browns in Houston on Sunday. And although I don't root, and Houston's garbage, how rich would that be if they won that game? How awesome would that be if they won that game? And why am I saying that? One, because of Watson and what he's done and how he's conducted himself in the months since then. And then finally yesterday, when he does get in front of the media for the first time in months, it went about as well as every other meeting he's had with the media over the past 6 months. In other words, horribly, terribly, disgracefully, pathetically. Because if anybody was expecting Deshaun Watson to hit the podium yesterday and own anything at all, or say anything to make any of this better, or make anybody feel better about what he's learned, what he's dealt with the information, done with it, how he's grown, if you were expecting any of that, you were begging. You didn't get any of that. Not only did he have nothing in the form of growth or accountability or responsibility or ownership, he didn't have any of that. Any of that. Nothing about, never mind his off-the-field behavior. What about just the experience and the way he's grown and he's better for all of this? He had nothing to say about any of that. All this guy wanted to do, and clearly this was the strategy from his team, his personal team, the football team, whoever, he was going to get up in front of the media finally and not even say something to the effect of, I will take all your questions, and then that will be that, and then we're going to move on. He didn't take any of those questions. He made it very clear. I'm here to talk about one thing and one thing only, football. I'm here to talk football. That's it, football. One problem, Deshaun, football is the one thing that nobody wanted to hear about. So the new strategy for Deshaun Watson apparently is the same strategy as before. Hide behind the lawyers, hide behind the pending litigation, hide and say nothing. And we found that out in the very first question of his meeting with the media yesterday, a totally legitimate question. The guy was not sandbagged. There was nothing unfair about this. A totally legitimate first question that he wanted nothing to do with.
Sean, part of your agreement with the league was to undergo counseling and therapy while you were away. What did you learn about yourself during that time, and how do you apply that to now and going forward?
You know, I respect your question, I understand, but that's more in that phase of clinical and legal stuff. And, you know, I've been advised to, you know, stay away from that and keep that personal.
Translation, nothing. I learned it, nothing. What could the guy possibly learn about himself that he could come up and make that statement? He learned nothing. You know what he learned? He learned that he got over. He got away with it. Scratch that. He not only got away with it, he was rewarded for it with the largest guaranteed contract in the history of the Shield. And in discussing personal growth, is not spilling legal details. To hide behind that, there's ongoing litigation. I've been advised not to talk about the legal situation. That wasn't the legal situation. Quote, more in that phase of clinical and legal stuff. That wasn't the, quote, clinical and legal stuff. He was asked, what have you learned about yourself? Part of the agreement was you participate in therapy. You want to go therapy. What have you learned about yourself? Yeah, I'm not getting into that. I've been advised not to talk about the clinical and legal stuff.
Clinical and legal stuff?
Fine. But that question was not about the clinical and legal stuff. Whatever the hell that means. It was a question about personal growth. So once again, the $230 million guaranteed 230 million guaranteed, man. Demonstrated the same thing that he has demonstrated every single time he's opened up his mouth in public over the last year, that there is no personal growth. There is no accountability. There's only hiding behind lawyers and trying to get away with it and trying to make sure that nobody asks him about any of that at all, and only football. Only football. And thanks to the Browns, who have completely enabled him, it's working. Thanks to the freaking Browns, all this guy, or he's been rewarded for all of this. Rewarded with the biggest guaranteed contract, and is being told, you know what, dude, don't even talk about it. You don't even have to get into it. Just say your lawyers have said you can't talk about this because there's pending litigation. So of course the guy's not going to answer any questions. He doesn't have to. But just understand, he's not demonstrating any accountability or personal growth or responsibility. So way to go, freaking Browns. Way to go from becoming America's team to America's most hated team. Good job. Good effort. You should all be very proud of yourselves, because the Browns are handling this like they did everything else regarding this guy terribly. Did anybody expect the team that threw this dude the biggest guaranteed contract ever to handle this any other way than they are right now? Way to Browns. Way to make anybody who ever pulled for you look terrible, myself included. Your reward for that is nobody anywhere outside of Ohio is ever going to pull for you ever again. As long as Deshaun Watson is your quarterback and acting like that. As long as Deshaun Watson is hiding behind his lawyers and refusing to answer legitimate questions about personal growth. Congrats. Now everybody hates you. You know what? Forget about anybody anywhere outside of Ohio. Nobody outside of Cleveland is going to root for Cleveland going forward, because the rest of Ohio was already set. What do I mean by that? The rest of Ohio has Joe Burrow. The rest of Ohio has the Bengals. The rest of Ohio has Bengals girl. Like I said from the beginning, there's nothing that I can do to make Deshaun Watson go away, unfortunately. There's nothing I can do to make him answer a question. However, what I can do is end this segment on a much more positive note, a much better note, by talking about Bengals girl. Unlike Deshaun, she reads like an open book. If you don't know Bengals girl, she went viral this week after she went to get some wisdom teeth pulled. And believe me, I've been there. I know how jacked up that process is. I know how you can get really messed up with that process. I did it. I waited too long. They were impacted. It was jacked up. So somebody got to her after she went through the process. I don't know how many she had removed. I don't know whether or not they were impacted or not. But I know that she was all laughing gassed up. And then she unleashed an epic love letter to Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
I know he's got a girlfriend. And I'm happy for him. But I'm not happy for me. In that situation.
You love Joe Burrow, don't you?
He's pretty, but dang it, he's talented. And let's be honest, I go for ambition, not looks. We play the Titans on Sunday. Jamar Chase isn't even a sure thing, and I miss him. But then, even if we get past that one, well, then we got the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, and he's so good, and everyone knows it, and he makes those Subway commercials. Mama, we're losing to the Browns. Joe Burrow's never beaten the Browns, and they're historically the worst franchise in NFL history. I mean, my god dang hero can't beat the Browns, Mom.
No words. That is incredible. That's amazing. My only question is, was that Bengals girl or Big Head James Kelly? Because that's exactly how the Big Head sounds when he gets going on Joe Burrow and the Bengals. He loves them. Maybe not as much as she does, but pretty damn close. If you listen to Big Head Betts, I'm telling you, you would not be able to tell these two apart. Big Head, you and Bengals girl need to meet up and start the official Joe Burrow Obsession Fan Club. Problem is, the two of you are going to definitely fight over who should be president. Man, bleep Watson and the Browns, but war Bengals girl. War the Bengals as Ohio's team, and welcome to hell, Cleveland. You thought that everybody hated you guys before because of all the factories.
It's all factories.
The factories are nothing compared to this.
You like it?
I could see where you might be conflicted. But I know a lot of you Browns fans like the team, don't give a damn. The team clearly did not give a damn. You don't take that guy and guarantee him that much money if you care about the things that matter. They don't care about any of that. You know, like Auburn doesn't care about anything other than winning, or you don't bring in Hugh Freeze. Like this gal doesn't care about anything other than Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Dang,
the fact that they can't beat the dang Browns.
Be honest, I go for ambition, not look.
That is such a great line. Let's be honest. I go for ambition, not a look.
Well, then we got the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, and he's so good.
And then we have the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, and he's so good.
Franchise in NFL history. I mean, my god dang hero can't beat the Browns, Mom.
Man, she said it all. And by the way, she's not only not wrong, nothing she said is wrong. Everything she said is right. It's all accurate. It's all true. Sure, she was hopped up on meds or laughing gas or whatever. But everything she said was absolutely accurate. She rules. The Browns represent almost everything that's wrong with football right now. And she, Bengals girl, represents everything that is right about the Shield.
But I'm not happy for me.
She's not happy for her, though.
Let's be honest. I go for ambition, not look.
And I so respect that about you, Bengals girl. Let's be honest. I go for ambition, not looks.
Joe Burrow's never beaten the Browns. They're historically the worst franchise in NFL history.
Joe Burrow has never beaten the Browns. Historically the worst franchise. She's right about that, too. Don't worry. You'll get yours. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine until those meds wear off. And you feel those giant gaping holes in your mouth, and there's a lot of pain. You think it hurts now.
It's factories.
That's incredible. All right, when we return, I actually want to get into Mahomes and the fact that Coach Pettis did something brilliant. Have you seen that story? That's coming up. Meantime, did you miss Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start right now with up to 50% off select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Do not forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories. Plus, free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. 877-ASK-DELL.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
you know that Alan, Alvy, is going to drop some Van Halen in every few weeks on a Friday. He picks his spots. I like it. James Kelly Allen, him, doing our podcast. All right, so I'm looking at a text that hit my phone from a celebrity. I don't want to give this celebrity up. No names mentioned. The good bleeping brother, Carl Anderson. Brother. Love him. Love the good brother. Good brother just wrote, killing it today, Romy. Browns suck. Good brother, Cincinnati through and through.
Brother.
Florida from Cincinnati. Cincinnati via Florida. Actually, Carl Anderson is worldwide at this point. You never know. I get texts from this dude from all over the world. You never know where he's going to be, but we'll always try to find the jungle when he can. Good brother, I love you. Thank you very much. Good looking out. Jimmers! I had no idea this Bengals girl existed, but knowing she is on this rock with me is impossibly awesome. Abigail in San Diego wore laughing gas. Abby's the best. And knowing that she's on this rock with me is awesome. Jamie in Green Bay, quote, Bengals girl and the Ghana guy would be a beautiful couple. Yeah, except for Ghana was knocked out today.
It's the World Cup.
We played the Titans on Sunday.
Man, they would have emotional kids. Is there anybody anywhere who cares as much about anything as those two care about their respective passions, Ghana and Joe Burrow?
Jamar Chase isn't even a sure thing.
Not a sure thing. I agree. We're all concerned about that. This guy writes, amen. I, too, go for ambition. Definitely not looks. Signed, Jim Rome's hiring process for the XR4TI team. That's true. I'll own that. When I look at resumes, I look for a picture first. If they're ugly, they pass the first test. If they're good looking, I throw away the resume. I roll with ugly people so I look more handsome. He's right. That's actually a fact. Allegedly. Nunzio's in. Bengals girl just made my week. That cheap-ass franchise better hook her up with some ticks. No, she's awesome. There's nothing that she said that's not right. And it's how she said it. You know, maybe the laughing gas was the truth serum, but I'm going to tell you that that's what she believes. She might, maybe not to that extent, right? But that's in her heart. She made it better.
Get past that one. Oh, then we got the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
Right. Wells in the 360, quote, who knew Jeff in San Antonio's wife was a Bengals fan?
I am definitely a badass. I've got a kid, so I mean, that's proof that I am a badass right there.
But I'm not happy for me.
Jeff used to cry on the show. And then when people called him out for being like the softest guy ever, he said, nah, I'm a badass now. I'm a badass. I said, well, Jeff,
I am definitely a badass.
Why are you a badass? What makes you a badass? His response was, because I have a kid. Well, then that makes Alvin the baddest
kid,
mother
so
bleeper
I mean,
who ever lived.
Proof that I am a badass right there.
No, that proves nothing. That proves that you figured out how to procreate. Having
or
a kid does not make you a badass. Jim, I have 180'd on things in my entire life. However, I will never flip on soccer. It's not just that it's boring to me. It's the entire elitist, snobbish culture that runs throughout the majority of the sport. I'm not saying there aren't great people in it. I'm speaking in general terms and from my experiences. Can't do it, won't do it, but I won't begrudge your decision to embrace it. Brad, in the 360 Cycling Degenerate, proof that I do watch boring sports like cycling, but just not soccer. You know what? There's something to that. There definitely is something to that. There is some snobbery. There is some elitism. There is the way they talk about the sport. Even some of the journals, the way they write about the sport. I'm not saying the entire thing is like that, but I can see where that rubs you the wrong way. And finally, Jason Alestra writes, can you guys hit some over-under bets too? Love the podcast and the free-flowing banter. Keep it up. Yesterday's was your best yet. See, I thought yesterday's was our worst yet. But because it was our worst, you thought it was the best. Can we add some over-unders? See, I like that. I mean, we could. We might. But what that tells me is you care and trust and believe in our bets enough to ask for more. Check out that show. It's good. Speaking of the big head, Coach Pennis actually had a win. A big win that benefited Kansas City and Mahomes. I'll try and get that story in. Albie's Week That Was is definitely coming up. Next segment, too. 1-800-636-8686. If you're looking for something this weekend, check out the conversation I had with Joe Montana, episode 245 of the Jim Rome podcast. Check out Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. If you've listened, you've already made money. We hit last night's game. If you haven't listened, we hit on another half dozen games, and the Pro Football Doc is involved too with his picks. So just make sure you look for that wherever you get your podcasts. And an ATP chalk. We've got that coming up next, too. But before I do any... ATP. The Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all of your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Rome, I've been listening to your ads here in San Diego mention returning back to where it all started on the mightier 1090. It got me thinking, what are the original four affiliate cities that broadcasted your show, and were you a proven commodity at that time, or were they taking a risk on you? Max in San Diego. Interesting question. You know, for some reason, I always knew, who the four were. And now I'm wondering who the four were. Like, I know for a fact Albuquerque was one. Crapchester was one. I want to say Denver was one. The fourth one, I think, was Vegas. Somebody correct me. Hey, nut, tell me I'm wrong. Crapchester, Albuquerque, Denver, and Vegas. And Max, to your point, really good question. Was I a known commodity, or did they take a chance on me? And the answer is yes and no. I was a really well-known commodity in Southern California because I was on a 50,000-watt blowtorch. But outside of California, not so much so. And that was the big thing initially. Like, we know he's killing it in California. They like him there. But his shtick, quote-unquote, isn't going to work here. Our market's different. Imagine hearing that about every single market. As we were banging on doors in this grassroots effort because I didn't join a network, we built the network from the ground up. If I've had over, you know, at our peak, if we had 250 or 275 stations or whatever it is, we started with one. I didn't go to CBS Sports Radio Network and then all of a sudden they're like, hey, here you go, dude. Here are 200 stations. Or I didn't go to ESPN, or I didn't go to Fox. We did this from the ground up. So in terms of did they know me or did they take a chance on me, it kind of the answer is no. But to be really honest, the first four, I think were already in the group that the company, the corporation that I work for owned. So we put the show on our own stations initially, I think. I think at least some of them were. It wasn't a straight cold call. It's kind of like, well, we own the station and we're doing this business plan where we want to syndicate Rome to carry a show. And luckily it did well. And then we were able to go to other markets and then say, hey, listen, we want to pitch you this show. And they would say the same thing. Yeah, it's not going to work. It won't work there. It won't work. It won't work for us the way it does in California. Yeah, but it works in Albuquerque. And it works in Denver. And it works in Vegas. And it works in Crabchester. So yes, it will work for you. Because it does work in other places. So that's how we built that thing out. I want to say the original four were Albuquerque, Denver, Vegas, and Crabchester. I just asked my manager, KTK. KTK said he thought that Omaha came before Vegas. I don't remember it like that. Omaha! I remember we came on the air in Nebraska for the first time, and the existing clones hazed them hard. Hard. They went in on Nebraska, and I'll never forget Nebraska fighting back, and they came out swinging. It was awesome radio. Because back in the day, whenever we added a new affiliate, we'd make a big deal out of it because it was a big deal. But every time we added a new affiliate, all the existing listeners would rush in and kill that affiliate. You know, like if we added Murfreesboro, for instance, there was a whole lot of smack about that. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. So that's how we built that thing up. Hey, Jim, is the frequent contributor's name Wood in a town called Laconic, or is he a wooden Laconic? Ron in Illinois. I think you know the answer to that, Ron. It is the latter. I'm not saying, hey, let's go to Wood in Laconic. Look up Laconic. What state is Laconic in? You're not going to find it. He's wooden and Laconic. Somebody called Jay Stu back in the day wooden and Laconic for one of his reads for his commercial. Like, dude, could you be any more wooden and Laconic? That's where that came from. Without the nicks and cuts of a blade. Wooden and Laconic.
Without the nicks and cuts of a blade.
Unless Ron, you're being serious. If you're being serious, no, it's wooden and Laconic. The guy's name is not Wood. Jay Stu's reads were wooden and Laconic. Jay Stu's personality is wooden and Laconic. Except for that one time he was in a dorm room with 10 dudes watching porn. That was wooden, but not Laconic. Hey, Mr. Rome, do you have a real or fake Christmas tree for your home? What does your family prefer? What do you prefer? Respectfully, Edward Marino from Los Angeles. Eddie. We go real tree. Dodger Jano feels very strongly about the holiday season, obviously. She's all about going to pick out the tree and making sure it's a real tree. Me, I had one really bad experience with that said tree. I came home from work. Our housekeeper was trying to remove the tree, decided she didn't want to, and got a couple of the gardeners to help her. They dragged the tree. They didn't pick it up. They dragged it across our wooden floor in the family room all the way out until Dodger Jano finally saw them as they reached the door and said, "No!" Thanks for nothing. Gigantic scratch about 20 feet long in the floor. So I guess in that sense, I wish it was fake, Eddie. Avi, do we have time? Roll it. Hey, hey, what's going on? Welcome to the program. My name is Jim Rome. Did you have a great holiday weekend? How fast did it go? How you feeling? Lots of show for you today and a lot to talk about. Let's get at it.
All right, starting with the NFL.
Find me an NFL head coach who looks smarter this morning than Robert Receipts Saleh. Because Mike White just made Jets fan forget that Zach Wilson ever even existed.
Yeah! Passing touchdown of the game for Mike White.
a dude who essentially put on a laser show in a downpour.
He made the easy look easy.
Zach Wilson made the easy look like the hardest thing a human has ever attempted.
Ross Tucker.
Zach Wilson lacks confidence and he's insecure. People that are really good at what they do, they're pretty open about admitting when they mess up. Jim, I probably would have started Zach Wilson last week. Now, he can't go back to Zach Wilson until Mike White absolutely pees down his leg.
Luke Fickell. That hire comes out of nowhere. I'm not just pumped because I scratch big fat checks for that school. I'm pumped because it's Luke Fickell on bleeping Wisconsin.
It's good! Herbert to Gerald Everett.
DeAndre Carter is my guest.
I had no doubt we were going to go for two. You guys know how Coach Staley gets down. Great play call by Coach Lombardi. I had no hesitation, no doubt that we were going to get that two-point conversion and get the win.
Fires left side of us. Caught! God, Jacksonville is taking the lead.
I'm just so happy for Trevor because, A, he had to deal with Urban Meyer last year as a rookie.
They're still talking about how bad a guy this guy was, how bad of a coach this guy was.
I don't even know if he had a rookie year.
And to see Perv dragged through the mud yet again.
Just said, we gotta effing go. I agree.
Really? Technically, Russ would have said, let's effing ride.
Let's ride.
Me and him on the same page.
Yeah, I'm sure Purcell and Russ are on the same page. As long as that page is that Russ is washed.
Dive short of the first down, and they have got to take a timeout here, I would imagine.
Coach Brough, the clock. The common sense says call a timeout, regroup. But Coach Brough said, F them timeouts.
I didn't feel like time was really of the essence at the moment.
Hey, Romy, I don't care if on Mondays we lose.
Love to see it.
Practice Tuesday, win. Never mind. I can't pull that off. Thursday games, I don't care about you. Friday, I'm in love with Saturday, and he'll still coach on Sundays. Boye Aluakin.
All I'm doing right now is show people I feel like are important in my life how good I am every week. I say it's a lifestyle right now.
Hey, coach, here's the thing. Here is your university-issued phone. It has three numbers on it. The AD, your wife, your mom.
Your mom.
If that's how that works, how in the world am I going to text all my hookers? Accidentally butt dial escort services in other states. Oh, great. Another hooker coming to the wrong house. Is that the AD? I'm like, dude, what is the plan? He's like, yo, Pop, bulk season. Actually, son, it's fat season. Whoa, my face is so fat.
Look at his damn face, bro.
Alejandro Bedoya is my guest.
Jamie, I'm good. Thanks for having me on, and great to see you become a soccer fan these days.
You know it.
We are holding the ball, making chances, crossing the ball in. We've had a couple dangerous plays. One could have gone in already. Pretty much dominated the game so far.
They are aggressive. I'm happy to see that.
Love this team.
Dude,
this
are you nervous?
Tremendous, yeah. I can't stop fidgeting in here. Oh, yeah, I'm nervous.
Just in the middle, pull it down!
They're going to have a good look at it. They're still alive, no matter how much some of you want to hate. United States 1, Iran nothing. On to the Netherlands.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Ron Rivera is joining us. Oh, no, here we go again.
No, because you know what was happening, Jim? And unlike last season, I don't think these guys ever lost sight of the process and how close we were on the process.
That's a safety!
Adam Thielen is my guest.
I grew up listening to him. He's unbelievable, and that voice, there's just nothing like it.
My beef is with your earbuds. Get my man some earpieces. It's staying his ears.
I got beef with people who shuffle his feet when they walk. No wonder you never get nowhere in life. You walk slow and you're lazy.
Hey, man, my beef is where my neighbor will take his lawnmower and cut out a little square in my yard. Let my Rottweiler out of play. Let's talk about the little bastard that is the elf on a shelf.
Dan Wetzel.
TCU could play on Saturday, lose, and get bounced out for Ohio State. They could get knocked out by the exact same team, once for not playing and once for playing. College football, it makes no sense.
There was like a flash of light, and I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm going to get hit by lightning like Drew Brees was.
I know he's got a girlfriend, and I'm happy for him, but I'm not happy for me.
Diarrhea, cha-cha-cha.
Heart attack, 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 attack.
Hey, appreciate you having me on, Jim. Had a great time.
I appreciate you.
Big heads, big hats. What is that animal in the background?
Proud of you too, brother. I remember where we both started, battles we've had to get where we are.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
I love Russ.
O-U-T, out.
Ward, I'm out.
It's so ubiquitous.
Good night now!
Guaranteed money. Straight cash, homie. Alvin DeLauro with the best segment of the week that was, and Alvin DeLauro production. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com, or if you want, just stop on by. My thanks to former MLS star Kalen Carr. He broke down Team USA versus the Netherlands. That game is early tomorrow morning. Can't wait. Dan Wetzel coming in, doing what he does, being an amazing journal. My thanks to him. I want to remind you, I've got episode 245 of the Jim Rome podcast. Now you should go listen to it. Joe Montana is my guest this week. It's awesome. Also, Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. Now go listen to it. You already missed our pick last night. We would have made you money last night, but we have six other games. Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. Just find it where you find all of your podcasts. It's really good entertainment. My thanks to the XR4TI, going really hard every day, every week at the end of the year. Nice job, y'all. Clones, have an amazing weekend.